Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. One of the parts of the Avodah that we repeat a few different times during Musaf of Yom Kippur is the sprinkling of the blood that the Kohen Gadol does, achas, achas v'achas. So we refer to the achas as being one, that he sprinkles it upwards, achas v'achas, as he does one up and one down, and then achas u'shtayim, one up and two down, until we get to the point of achas v'sheva, one up and seven down. What's the significance of this, and how can we connect to this so that it's something that has avoda for us and not just something we're reading about the avoda of the Kohen Gadol? Because the avoda of the Kohen Gadol is really avoda of all of us, because it's referring to the Kohen Gadol aspect that exists within each of us. And all of the avoda in Yom Kippur really is that way. The Kodesh HaKodashim and the Si'ir LaShem, the Si'ir LaAzazel, all these different things refer to different aspects of ourselves in addition to the way that they refer to the actual avoda around us and external to us. But it's something that's happening outside of us as representative also of what's happening internally for us. And so the more that we understand how we relate to it, the more that it becomes connecting and significant for us as well, becomes part of our avoda. So I think the idea is that the dam, the blood, refers to our life, to our way of sacrificing. Our blood is our life force, and it represents the hadam hu hanefesh. It's the way that we are moser nefesh, that we give ourselves over to something. It's our passion, right? When a person feels passionate about something, they feel energy, they can feel their heart pumping faster, they can feel that intensity. And so the blood represents the mesiras nefesh, the ways that we invest our energy and ourself into different things. And the idea of achas, achas v'achas, achas v'chamesh, etc., is that one up, achas, the first achas is we're going upwards. That the first movement that we always want to be trying to make as much as possible, the reishis, the bikurim, the very first movement, the very first instinct is upwards, is to connect ourselves, to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to be in a state of dveikus. That's achas. We wake up in the morning, modani lefanecha melechai v'kayam, that we relate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we do anything else. We're trying to connect ourselves upwards to be rooted and anchored in that connection with Hashem. But that's not enough, because actually that's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is referred to in the Torah, I don't think coincidentally, as achas b'shana. Achas b'shana, this happens one time, because Yom Kippur is not the way that we are the whole year. Yom Kippur is the day that we act like malachim, like angels. We experience ourselves like angels. In a sense, Yom Kippur is the easiest day of connection to Hashem. In some ways, it's very challenging, but in some ways, it's the easiest day to feel connected, because it's a day that in some sense is a day purely of achas. That's why it's achas b'shana, it's once in the year. It's a day of just going upwards, just connecting, the way that angels do, in a singular focus, in a narrow vision of just connecting to that deepest, highest sense, to that most spiritual way of being, disconnected from the physical, material, gashmi world. But what Yom Kippur is teaching us, and what this avodah of achas, achas v'achas is teaching us, is that that needs to be the first movement, the first instinct, is to go upwards. But it's not enough, because that's not what Hashem wants of us. What Hashem wants of us is nis'av elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'dir b'tachtonim. Hashem wants to live in the lower world. Hashem wants us to take that achas, go upwards with our blood, with our intensity, with our passion, with our life, to go upwards and connect to Him, but then achas v'achas, to bring it down. And to bring it down a little bit, just one, achas v'achas. But then we have to go back up and connect more so that we can bring it down even further, achas u'shtayim. And then we go back up and we bring it down even further, achas v'shalosh. And we bring it all the way down to the tachtonim, she'ein tachtonim, yoser tachtonim imenu, that there's nothing lower than it. That's achas v'sheva, sheva, seven, always representing the seven havalim, hevel, havalim, amar, koheles, hevel, havalim, hakol, havel, as Chazal tells us, is all seven hevel, seven vanities. The level of seven, which is teva, which is nature, which is the physical, mundane world, but we transform that world to show that even there, specifically there, is actually the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. b'makom she'atem motzei gedulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sham atem motzei anvinusanuso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The place that you find the greatness of Hashem is actually in the humility. That which seems the lowest, that which seems the most distant, is actually the greatest revelation. It's the fullest expression. It's the biggest manifestation of Hashem's endless being, that even in the place that seems the least godly is actually the most godly, because that itself shows how incredible God is, that even in something that seems ungodly is actually can be godly, can be divine. And so we actually try and take the achas all the way down, achas v'sheva, into all the levels of hevel, all the levels of frivolity and nothingness and mundanity and vanity, hevel havalim, onto all of that. But actually, when we do achas v'sheva, it's no longer hevel, because now we've transformed it. We've shown that here, in this lowest place, is actually something incredibly pristine, incredibly divine, incredibly holy. And that's what our lives are about. So Yom Kippur is the achas b'shana, it's the achas. We're attaching ourselves to this deepest source of ourselves, that on some level we are actually malachim. But also vayikach ofer min adama, that Hashem created us from the dust of the earth, from the lowest. And so our avoda, when we say achas v'achas, achas u'shtaim, is to think that when I learn Torah, that's a little bit of a lowering into this world. So that's achas v'achas. So I have to be connected to Hashem. I have to be connected on high when I learn Torah. When I'm davening, that's maybe even more connected to the physical world. I'm thinking about my needs. So that's achas u'shtayim. I'm dealing with my family. That's even further into the being more entrenched in the physical world. I'm dealing with parnasa. Maybe that's achas v'shalosh, and further, and then I'm dealing with a job, and I'm dealing with taking out the garbage, and that's achas v'sheva. But before I do any of those things, it's achas, and then I bring that achas into whatever it is that I'm doing. And so when we say this, to have kavana on Yom Kippur, to be thinking, I'm trying today to attach myself to achas, to one. But then the kavana of today is that today is not enough. Today is not the point. Today is the connection. It's the rooting myself. It's like a person before they go, I don't know, excavating, diving into a cave, whatever it might be. They first have to anchor themselves on the top, and then they can get lowered down to go deeper and deeper. But the lower down you're going to go, the more of an anchor you need from the top. And so Yom Kippur and that upwards motion with the blood, with the dam, with the Mesiras Nefesh, is to connect ourselves all the way up high. But then the kavana is to bring that further and further and further into our lives, into every aspect of our lives. That Yiddishkeit pervades everything, that nothing is outside of our avodas Hashem, that all of it is part of the relationship, all of it is part of the connection. And when we're truly connected to achas, then we can say achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, we can even have achas v'sheva, we can show that all the havalim are not really hevel, that all the havalim are really the greatest revelation of Hashem, in the dir b'tachton, and the tachton that have no tachton further than it, the lowest of the low, that all of it is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, and that we are the Kohen Gadol, each of us is the Kohen Gadol, that has the incredible zechus, the incredible fortune, the incredible merit in each of our own lives, in our particular ways, with the particular details. I have a different sheva than you have, and you have a different sheva than somebody else. Everyone has a different sheva, a different mundanity in their life, that they have to somehow find a way to show that even this is achas v'sheva, that even this sheva is actually connected up high. And I am the Kohen Gadol for that sheva, and you are the Kohen Gadol for your sheva, and each person is the Kohen Gadol for their sheva. When they first connect achas, and then they can bring that achas down into the sheva, they can have the Mesiras Nefesh, the dam, to give themselves over, to find a way to transform and elevate and show that this sheva, this thing that seems so ungodly, it's the last thing I ever want to have to deal with in my life. It's the unwanted, it's the undesirable, it's the aspects of my life that I wish were not here, that I wish didn't have to be, but they are my goral. They're the goral that Hashem appointed me as the Kohen Gadol to first go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to connect, to create that achas, but then leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim and bring that achas into the Sheva.
Thank you so much for listening.
If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.